の幸せ、愛をお届け、ハロウィン
野生のトドロキ、愛の雄叫び、ラバンラ。
Thank you everybody for joining us for another edition of Dragon's Den, brought to you by Sideshow Conversations. It's me, your host Val, alongside my guest Jay Dog. How you doing, Jay?
Awesome.
And today we're doing a late review, but a review on Dragon Ball Super Episode 118. And you know what? It's time to have a little eulogy for two of the universes that got eliminated twice, Universe 2 and Universe 6. How do you feel about that?
I am happy to see Universe 2 finally leave.
Happy to see Universe get eliminated, though, and erased? Doesn't it just burn you a little bit?
No. I don't miss anyone from Universe 2.
Why is that?
They were just so weird. Like, even leaving, they were like...
happy?
Yeah. They were like, it's okay.
You know what?
It's a beautiful death.
They remind me of like the Sailor Moon universe of Dragon Ball Z. Like, everything is just... they don't belong in the Dragon Ball universe. But I think that's why I like them, because they're so different and out there that you didn't expect characters like this to show up in Dragon Ball Z. Maybe in Dragon Ball back in the early
80s. Yeah, kind of like Aurelia's universe. Village.
But not even that. Like, this is such a departure from regular Dragon Ball Z fans that I think that's why people were just ragging on them a lot. But I don't know. Even though they got eliminated, I felt like... they had their goodbyes, and it was fun. It was fun, in my opinion. Did you like the fact that the last three competitors actually channeled that power of love as the ladies were doing before? Or was that like a cheap little ploy?
I didn't like it at first, but when they did like the Iron Heart and they trapped Goku and the androids, that was cool.
Did you like the fact that you saw the androids and Goku just basically no-selling this? Like, what is this? This is on top of me. It's kind of heavy. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it seemed like they were really irritated. And they were just like, really? Like, we were really about to knock you off, and then you do something as annoying as this?
You know, it's weird, because I like the fact that they were having fun with this. Like, Android 17 and 18 just went into the play, went into the
act. That was great.
They were like, I am so-and-so, Android 17.
Destroyer from... of whatever.
Yes! And Adrian, I am destroyer of the goddess Ribian, and I'm here to take you out. And he gets the Goku pants in his face. He's like, oh yeah, I'm Goku. And even when he, like, goes to the attack, he's like, I don't even know what's going on right now, but sure, let's see what happens. I thought that was funny.
When he got trapped in the heart, I would have liked to see it not work on Goku.
Yeah.
And the android stare at Goku like, how are you standing? And Goku be like, oh, what was this supposed to hurt? Is this love? Is this what love feels like?
If they got the rights to get that, what is love? That would have been great. You know what's hilarious, too? I really do like, yes, they got eliminated. For people who don't know, it's about a week or old already. I like the fact that even though they got eliminated, and even though the audience was looking at their whole universe, seeing them get eliminated, they were pretty positive on it. I don't know about you, but it makes me really, I don't know, happy or maybe positive to see maybe possibly that universe will be brought back at the end of the season. Or maybe if this is the last time we see them, it was a positive way to go out.
I hope it's the last time we see them. I don't want to see them again.
But let's get down to the nitty-gritty, because the saddest part of this is Universe 6, you know, the closest rival to the universe with Goku and Beerus, Vegeta, that had a lot of states in this tournament. Did you feel that was necessary for them to get eliminated? Was it a shock to you?
It wasn't a shock. I was expecting them to get eliminated. But I wasn't expecting Universe 2 and 6 to be eliminated in the same episode.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, oh, which one's going to come first? But eliminating them at the same time was pretty cool. I really liked how Ciampa was like, hey, bro. And then he stuck his tongue out.
Yeah.
A little family love. That was cool.
It was.
And Angel showed some emotion when they left.
It was a last-ditch effort, I guess, for Ciampa to get like a last little dig at Beerus before anything. And you did see that Beerus cared.
Yeah.
I whether it's just showing that no-cell face or just not even caring about it, just being very stone-faced, but you could tell that it bothered him to see his brother, or I guess his other universe brother, get eliminated.
Yeah, it was like... because we've seen them always argue.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like Goku and Vegeta, to be honest.
Exactly.
So it was cool to see, like, Beerus was like, oh, damn. And then Vegeta, the silent anger, he was like, oh, I'm about to wreck this little policeman.
Well, we saw that, too, when I mentioned to you that why is Vegeta kind of so upset. It's because, basically, he's seen his Saiyan universe, his Saiyan heritage, get wiped out once again. First by Frieza, and now by these little minion gods that just can throw away a planet just for the fun of it. It's just like a disrespect in his face, like his people mean nothing. Even though this is not his universe, he wanted to visit that universe. He wanted to be a part of it in some capacity, and now he will never get a chance. Whether it be brought back or not, we don't know. But the same token, he's seen his race eradicated twice. Of course that's going to get him pissed off.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a part of how he unlocks his Ultra Instinct,
mm-hmm.
or his form of it. I think that it will be an interesting next episode.
Yeah.
Especially seeing him almost fall off.
Yeah.
And that little weird-looking Bebop thing, I think that's the thing that makes one of the other universe's characters invisible.
Okay.
And that's what creates a problem for Universe 7. But I don't think Vegeta's getting Ultra Instinct until at least another 3 episodes.
Okay, fair enough, because I see the next episode preview more of like almost a comedy episode, to be honest.
Yeah, especially one of those kind of filler, but not too much.
Exactly, especially with the high stakes in this episode. What I want to talk about is, yes, Universe 6 got eliminated, but at least they got eliminated with a bang. Because those Namekians did put up a fight.
Yeah, we finally got to see the Namekians fight. We never got to see the Vegeta versus Toppo fight, but we finally got to see the Namekians fight. And I really liked what they did with the Namekians because it reminded me a lot of Cell.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, Cell, he got super powerful just absorbing a bunch of humans.
Right.
And then he went even more powerful than all the Saiyans once he absorbed the androids.
Right.
So it was cool seeing the Namekians do that. It was kind of like Piccolo times a million.
It was. Literally, the whole, I guess, Namekian planet, or at least whoever volunteered in that planet, went to go ahead and fuse with these two Namekians to make some ultra-powered Namekians, like, times 10. It came to the point where Gohan had to go ultimate to take both of them down, going tag-teaming with Piccolo. Piccolo, you know what? Piccolo kind of got bitched out this episode. I don't know about
he
you.
He did. Piccolo has not... Piccolo is, like, the only Z fighter that hasn't gotten any progression
Yamcha.
So far.
Yamcha won a baseball game.
Yeah. Yamcha got his due. Hey, Yamcha even got his homage in the baseball game with his signature laying on the ground like he was dead.
And Tien has his own school. I mean, everybody's progressing besides Piccolo. You're right about that.
And it's so disrespectful. Like, Piccolo has been the man in the mountain doing the mental training for the longest. And he's been the only guy to not be like, hey, like, he doesn't even have a new move.
No, he doesn't.
He still has the special beam cannon to fall back on.
Yeah, this is very true. And then the fact that I think he got shook knowing that he's seen all the Namekians inside that one body really bothered him. Maybe it's brought back some past memories that he didn't want to go back to, especially with Nail and Kami. And hey, we got to even see a cameo with Nail and Kami in this episode, talking to Piccolo, waking him the fuck up, saying, hey, Piccolo, stop your nonsense. Let's get this going already.
Yeah.
That was fun to see. And then Gohan going ultimate. Was it worth it to see him go full power?
It was, because it was like, it's about time. We haven't gotten to see him use the form at all in this tournament until now. So it was a nice little taste, especially the little Kamehameha crossing with his dad.
Yeah.
I think that was another hint towards what I've been saying. Him and his dad are probably going to be one of the last two people. Not the last two, but one of the very last few people in the tournament fighting.
Okay.
And I do think that maybe they won't be fighting side by side or even back to back, but I do think that they're both going to get some huge battles towards the end.
Okay. So did you like the near-death experience of these Namekians getting the special beam cannon straight to the chest, a la Raditz Goku, and not dying?
Yes. First, I loved when he was able to spit it back out.
That was great.
And Gohan, for the first time, saved Piccolo.
Yeah, that was great.
That was long overdue.
Yeah, it was. I don't think it was worth it in this season.
I do. Piccolo, man.
But Piccolo wouldn't have died.
I really thought eliminated. Piccolo was going to die again. The no. same way. I even think they used the same drawing from when he did die.
He was close to it, close to being eliminated, but Gohan did go for the save. And I did like the cross Kamehameha, as you saw with Goku and Gohan. That does signify something coming in the future. My question to you is this. Now that we have this episode down the way, would you rather see that final battle with Vegeta and Goku taking on Toppo and Jiren, or would you rather have seen Gohan with his father taking on Toppo and Jiren?
I don't think Toppo's going to be fighting when Jiren is fighting.
Okay.
I think that Toppo will get eliminated before this. If we do get some final great battle.
Okay.
I do think that Toppo will be eliminated by then.
So you really feel like Vegeta's not going to come out in this top, like this tournament on top?
I do not think Vegeta's going to be the last person fighting.
With all the rumors of him getting Ultra Instinct and doing something special, you really think that this is not going to happen?
Unless the dumb rumor that they're going to go Super Vegito and they're going to use their Ultra Instinct combined, which I hope is not true. Unless that happens... Yeah. I don't think Vegeta's going to be the last Saiyan or the last person from Universe 7 in the tournament.
All right, not bad, not bad. Did you enjoy this episode as a whole? Or did you think it could have been better?
I did.
Me too. Me too.
It was. I've been waiting so long to see Gohan use another form, and to be honest, I would like. I don't want Piccolo to die.
Yeah.
But if that's what it takes, which is what it's always taken for him to get a new form, I wouldn't mind.
So you really think that this is the last time? I know you said about Universe 2, but do you really feel that Universe 6 is his last time we're going to see any of those characters?
No, I definitely think we're going to see Universe 6 again.
Okay, definitely. Because, you know, all the characters there, Frost, I still think Frost is going to come back some way. He has to probably get that.
Especially because he's a lot like Frieza, and we know the writer loves Frieza.
That even so, he has to get his due against Frieza somehow. Whether it's him
getting I don't know about that.
I think so. I think he has to get his revenge of Frost. Like, revenge of Cooler, revenge of Freezer. Frost has to get his comeuppance at least once. And then, the Saiyan universe that's happening there. And a couple of characters. Hit alone, too, has so much lore right now.
Yeah, Hit did not get hit. I don't think Hit got his due.
No, he didn't. There's a lot
almost, but I think Hit should have gotten a little more shine before he got eliminated.
Definitely. I think something's going to happen with Ciampa as well, too. They're going to come back. I have a feeling someone's going to wish these universes back. And we're going to get a lot more crossover episodes if Super continues the way it's going right now. But all in all, I enjoyed the episode. I know you did. Do you feel like you're going to see anything major happen in the last month of December? Or do you feel like everything is just going to be pushed aside with filler episodes to the next, maybe, January going to February?
Maybe the last week of December we'll see Vegeta get... Ultra Instinct.
I think that'd be a Christmas present for everybody.
Yeah.
I think it'd be an awesome Christmas present for everybody. Or maybe Gohan gets a new form. That would be your Christmas present.
I don't think Gohan's gonna get a new form that quickly. If anything, if Gohan gets a new form in the tournament,
yeah,
I think it'll be in like the last 5 minutes or something like that.
Like it just happens, like, ah.
Like someone might smack him upside the head really hard. And to the point where, like, he almost goes unconscious. Or maybe he does go unconscious and he wakes up with a new form.
I think that'd be awesome. I'd be happy. Either way, there's still a lot to dig yourself into with Dragon Ball Super. You still have Frieza's agenda. You still have Gohan's agenda. Vegeta, Toppo, Jiren. A couple of other universes there that are just trying to make their presence known. As we've seen the preview for the next episode. But I'm still excited. I'm still hopeful. Nothing has changed my view on Dragon Ball Super. I hope it hasn't for you. But that concludes this episode of Dragon's Den. Do you have any last words for the episode or coming episodes ahead?
I would like to see Frieza do a little serious fighting.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's just... for like 2 minutes.
Toppo.
I don't think the writer put him against
Toppo. That's like the entity of evil, Frieza.
I don't think the writer put him against Toppo. If anything, I think he'll put him, if it's someone from that universe, I think it'll be against that rabbit looking guy that looks kinda like Beerus.
I think he'll destroy that rabbit so bad.
Probably.
So bad.
But if anyone from that universe, I think that's who the writer would give him.
Well, And we're going to conclude this by saying that we're going to have that rabbit be destroyed. We have nothing against rabbits, but someone in that universe has to get eliminated now. It's about time. Like I said, that concludes this episode. It's been fun. I'm Val. That's J-Dog. Have a great night, guys.
Hey guys, Val here. Thanks again for listening in to this episode. It's always a pleasure bringing in different guests and entertaining the masses. But as always, please rate, review, and subscribe. You can do it here on Bumpers. Leave a comment, review it, rate it, subscribe, please. That'd be awesome. You can go on iTunes at SciShow Conversations. Rate, review, and subscribe. Podcast Republic as well, too. We have a Facebook page where you can go ahead, log in, put something down, read up on news, articles, pro wrestling, comic books, etc., etc., etc. And of course, co-hosting with my boy Jay Rance on the Kimura Chronicles, where we talk about MMA for the fans by the fans. So yes, that's always on Bumpers, iTunes, and Podcast Republic as well, too. So thank you again for joining us, me and J-Dog over there. And as always, get your mind out of the gutter, but keep your eye on the side.